trained to live off nature's land. Trained in combat, hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's, win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John. Today is Tuesday, the 16th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2018. Our guest for the second hour is Mr. Leon Green. I've been pre-briefed on what we're going to talk about, which is 12 bad strategies that will get preppers killed. Are you on the line, Leon?
I am,
good
sir.
Good morning, Leon. I am doing good. How are you doing, sir?
Very good.
Okay. I got an email here with a link, and it went to 12 bad strategies that will get preppers killed. I read it yesterday, and guess what, Leon? I agree with every one of them.
Yes, I thought that was pretty provocative.
Yeah, it was. What do we want to do? Do we want to go through each one of them, or...
Yeah, why don't we maybe the top three that you like the most, and then if you have more time, but I want to see which ones you think are the most prominent and
okay.
Most salient. We can maybe talk about the oils and how we can use them to assist those people.
Okay. Well, the number one is the one that I see the most often, where it says, I'll just hunt and live off the land. Now, without reading what they write about it, I'll tell you real quick what I think about it. I think it'd be like the first day of deer season, where, you know, the deer are thick, but once the hunters are in the woods, you don't find them. Now, here, we eat a lot of deer meat. Most of the time, especially in the past year, it's meat given to us. I'm kind of having a hard time going out hunting right now. But, the deer and the turkey and even the squirrels aren't going to last long if everybody's out there hunting. You know, one, they're going to go deeper in the woods. Two, if everybody's out there hunting because they're hungry, you're just going to eliminate the population. What do you think, Leon?
Absolutely. I've heard, I'm not sure if this is a legend or a myth, but during the Great Depression in the 30s, that the U.S. deer population was almost entirely extinct.
Well, I know for a fact that here in Missouri that is true. In fact, they had to import deer. And now the whitetail population is really, really blossomed out. You know, we have some incredibly big deer here. But I don't think it'd take but a week or so, and there ain't nobody getting it here. You know, I really think within a week or so, of everything going bad, there probably won't be any deer available out there to take. So that's the reason I advocate canning meat.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. I'm not canned meat. I've done jerky and biltong and things of that nature, and I've dressed that and processed game. But those are skills that people should acquire now, as compared to waiting until things go south, because when you get squeamish at all the blood and how to get rid of the offal and all the other body parts. You know, now is not right. not you know, then is not the time to try to figure it out.
Well, I agree. You know, here, you know, I'll be honest with you. We take a deer, and we've got it. You know, once we get back to the house, in less than 15, sometimes 20 minutes, but usually less than 15 minutes, you know, we've got it quartered and ready for Lori to start, you know, slicing and dicing and putting it in freezer paper, or putting it in the pot to can, or, you know, for us, it's a daily thing. We can do hogs, we can do calves, cows. Cows are a pain in the butt, by the way. Pigs, which I hate the smell, but I can do it, you know. You know, this is something we literally do all the time. So we're lucky. But I can understand how people that aren't used to it would first probably be a little bit squeamish, second, not know what they're doing. It'd be a pain in the butt. It truly would for somebody that didn't know. You know, of course,
yes,
after
sir.
All the years, you learn little tricks like, you know, pruning shears, not pruning shears, but the loppers you use for taking off good-sized branches or pruning your trees or whatever. I mean, those things work great for, you know, dropping leg bones in a hurry. You know, clip, 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 you're done.
Yes, sir.
Little tricks like that.
And I agree with you. And then the next thing I think about is when I see one of those mistakes is, you know, they will... pretty much be an army of one, and a lot of times
right.
people forget they have to. And if they get hurt, then they're really out of luck. So,
you know, that was the next one I was looking at. Number four, I don't need a group. I'm going to go it alone. You know, folks, if you really believe that, I feel for you. You know, I'm lucky enough to have a very large family here on the farm. You know, as a family, we could go it alone, but I also know most of my neighbors, not all of them, but most of them, and, you know, all, with the exception of one, probably, they're all good people, and it helps to have a community. It truly does.
Yes,
you know,
I think, Roman, you know, you look at Book of Eli, Legion, I Am Legend. You look at those movies,
yes.
and the guys are like, yeah, I have my toys. I can walk, you know, across the United States, and like in the Book of Eli, he walks all the way to San Francisco. And so when you think about that, you know, guys like the romance there, but, you know, it's going to be, you have to sleep sometime. And if other people have night vision and thermal on you, they can stalk you and find you. So it's very
easy.
Yep.
Well, you know, the other thing I read in here on this list, Leon, was basically, I'm a paraphrase, I'm not on it right now, but we're, you know, basically you shoot anybody you see that comes up to your place. You know, that's just absolutely the wrong way to do it.
Right.
You know, people like that, you know, there'll be repercussions, either in this life or the next. You know, if somebody comes up here I don't know in that kind of situation, you know, I will have two or three rifles covering me, but I'm still going to go talk to the person and find out what's up. They make a wrong move, they're dead, yes, but I'm not going to automatically take out anybody I see coming up here, you know. Eventually, society will come back together. It always does. And, you know, there will be repercussions. You know, for people to do that kind of stuff. And anyway, I don't know. What's your three favorites on this thing? Or are we in agreement on which our three favorites are?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with that. The what I really want to focus on is how, when things go south, I mean, what are your biggest concerns? How you can use the oils to benefit you? So, what are your biggest concerns? Infection? What would you say?
Infection would be my personal biggest concern. You know, I just got out of the hospital, Leon. I don't know if you knew that or not. I had that MRSA infection in my stump where they cut off my leg. You know, My biggest problem was the majority of the time I couldn't use any oils directly around it or near everything because, you know, most of the past 6 months I've had what's called a wound vac hooked up, or not past 6 months, but basically from March to September when they decided to take my leg. Which is the best oils for infection, Leon? Because I really don't know.
Like John R. says, you know, grab the book if you have it as a reference. But the most important ones for overall infections and for prevention is OnGuard. Now, once you are infected, then you do something like OnGuard Plus, which has those five oils in OnGuard, which is a proprietary blend of doTERRA, and that has clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus, rosemary, and wild orange. But OnGuard Plus,
I'm going to have to get some of that.
Yes, sir. And OnGuard Plus has black pepper, melissa oil, and oregano. And oregano is it's a super antibiotic. There's two of them that are super antibiotics, and that is cinnamon and oregano oil. And so if you have both of those, we'll cover all four vectors. So bacteria, viruses, mold, and parasites, all four of them. So whether the parasites come from the pig so those two are the ones that I get on there's 80-plus oils, but I get those two once a quarter, no ifs, ands, or buts, because of how important they are. And so,
I could absolutely understand that.
Yes, sir. So for infection, those would be crucial. So I take OnGuard daily, 2 drops in the morning, 2 drops at night. I think it's a total of like 15 cents. For those total drops. And
okay, are these drops ones you put under your tongue or?
Yes, sir. But if they're too strong for children or people who are sensitive, you can put it on your wrist. And so even though you were talking about that stump you have, what you can do is you can put oils on your wrists and it will get in your bloodstream and still circulate throughout your whole body. It's more advantageous to be able to kill them faster right where you see the MRSA ooze. And so, I understand that. But even when you do the dressing of the bandages, you pull them off, you irrigate, and they use saline rinse. And then once it's dried, you can put the oils directly on them. So what's nice about the oils, they do not interact and have any contraindication with drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, be they antibiotics, whatever. So you can use them nonstop. And when you're dealing with an infection, like OnGuard Plus, when I have people who say, I've been on a plane, I was on a cruise ship or whatever, I've been around 3,000 people and they were sick, then I tell them, use OnGuard Plus. You know, use that every half hour. That's how important it is, because the number of people, between 20 and 40,000 people die each year from MRSA infections alone. That's methicillin-resistant staphylococcus. Yes, sir. I mean, I've had a woman, she got infected from the hospital. She went in for a routine examination, and she got infected. The doctor said, I gave it to you. There's nothing you can do about it. You're going to die with it. That was his bedside manner out in Grand Junction or Delta Hospital. That was his bedside manner, and I was just flabbergasted.
Wow.
And then we used a certain batch of oils on her. And she'd had it for 14 years. And within 3 months, it was gone. So the oils are very, very powerful. And many people underestimate them, and it just blows me away. And just like Hosea 4:6, I always realize those people, he says in the Bible, my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Right. I can absolutely understand that right now. You know, Leon, I didn't even know I had this infection. Until I'd say a day before I went to the doctor, and of course they put me in the hospital the next day. But, I had no idea I had this MRSA bug. And apparently, according to the doctor I had here, I probably had it a long time. But now,
yes,
all of a sudden, all the wounds that wouldn't heal are healing now that I've had it treated.
Yes. And yes, MRSA is very prevalent. Many people think, it's staphylococcus aureus. It's just a bacteria that that gets airborne. It's in the water and it's on food. Staph is very prominent. Many people think it's only in bad neighborhoods or
you know, seedy restaurants. No, it's everywhere.
Right.
And if so you use the oils as a prophylactic, as a prevention, so you don't get sick. And so when I woke up, I turn off my alarm clock and I reach for the oils. I do that every morning. When I go to sleep, do the same thing to help me sleep better. So when I see people, and it's just like, it's like trying to lead them to the Lord. They may think they know it all, but they, you know, their ignorance is gonna impact them in the life thereafter. So you want to help them.
Yeah, as they say, they don't know what they don't know.
Yes, sir. And so this is very simple. I mean, the book, you know, the one we talk about all the time, Modern Essentials, is an awesome book. It addresses 99% of all the average or the main issues people deal with. Now, when you get some of these heavy metal chelation or heavy metal diseases and, you know, prions and things like that, then it gets a bit more advanced. But for the most part, it'll address every issue humans have in that book.
Right.
And so you have a manual for your night vision or for your rifle or how to can meat. You know, this manual is very simple, but it addresses everything from babies in the womb to fertility to puberty to senility all the way to the grave. And it addresses the whole stage of humanity. So, and it even works for livestock and dogs and cats with parasites. So you can use them with your chickens and when you're cooking. So there's so many benefits. But, you know, a lot of times I get disenchanted or disappointed because I try to help people and they don't want to help themselves. And it's just like, wow. And I just have to say, thank you, Lord, for the blessing he's been in my life. And I will continue to help others that want to be helped.
Right. Well, you know, Leon, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. I understand what you're saying. I truly do. You know, Lori and I are the same way. We try to help people that we can. Boy, you know, I'm not saying that, hey, look at me or hey, look at you. But I think overall in life, if we help others, we just feel better, period. You know?
Yes.
I'm not very articulate in what I'm trying to say on this particular point, but I understand. I'll put it like that. I understand what you're saying, and Lori and I try to do the same thing.
Good.
So, okay, now, getting back to the oils, you mentioned one thing, prions, okay? Diseases like Creutzfeldt-Jakob or Creutzfeldt-Jakob, however you want to say it, that's a prion-related disease. Now, I'm curious, my own personal curiosity, which one of the oils, or is it the oregano and cinnamon, that prevent those kind of diseases or make people more resistant to them?
Well, see, I have not done any research, and I have not... I contacted Dr. Hill about that, but if I would venture to say, if I had to speculate, I would say that those two, along with Melissa, Melissa's highly antiviral. It's a miraculous oil.
Okay.
But that can be, CJD can be
wait,
easily
Leon,
affected.
I think I hear the music, buddy. Can you hang on for 3 minutes and we'll get right back
okay.
at it as soon as the break's over.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you.
Again. Okay, that was into the music. Okay, fantastic. Anyway, folks, we are visiting with Mr. Leon Green, distributor of doTERRA essential oils. Fantastic products. Leon, we were talking about the oils for fighting off various diseases. With this big flu outbreak they're having where they have people in the halls of the hospitals and standing room only in emergency rooms, what would be your oil pick for fighting off the flu?
Well, if it's your own community, your own family, I would isolate the infected person. It's just like quarantine.
Right.
You don't want them to get worse, and you don't want them to infect the rest of the family, so the whole family's taken out. So
that's
just
correct.
Like they did with
I agree.
Yeah, people coming to America, they used to isolate them or quarantine them in Ellis Island.
That's
to protect
right.
The population. And quarantine
sure
came from 40 days. And so in Venice, they would do that to protect, the entire population. So the same way here, I'd isolate them if it was homebound. And so in this case, the oils that are effective, depending on the type of flu, if it's a viral-based flu, then, in that case, breathe oil is phenomenal for opening up and clearing out the respiratory system and the bronchial cavities. It also will kill the bacteria and viruses inside the alveoli, whereas if person's already sick, that's when you go straight to On Guard Plus. And you take, it's a gel cap. It has those oils we talked about earlier, and that proprietary blend is very effective. And there's even scientific studies on PubMed.org and PubMed.gov that describe how effective On Guard is against viruses and bacteria, and they even surpass the antibiotics that humans can access in the hospitals without going to the crazy experimentals that have insane side effects
And so if you go to a bed, you can actually type in OnGuard, and you'll see the study and how effective it was in killing all these various bacteria and viruses. So with the people in the hospitals, you know, standing room only and on gurneys and things of that nature, isolate them, they would be taking those. As long as it's only a respiratory issue, then you just focus on the breathe. You can put in a CPAP machine. You can rub it on your chest. There's even a roll-on, which you can roll it on, and it'll continue to diffuse off your into your nose. Now, if you don't have a diffuser, you can just wipe, you know, a drop or two of breathe on your nostrils. I always, even out here, the guy who was on the cruise ship, he got sick. And, you know, he doesn't know about doTERRA at all, but he got to see some benefits yesterday. And he asked me right before the night was over, he said, what do you have for his issue? And I gave him some oils, and I'm going to see him in about 20 minutes, and we'll talk about it. But when you do the oils on a regular basis, as in like every 30 minutes, once an hour,
right,
your body will absorb those, and they will be able to, they will go into your bloodstream. And within 5 minutes, a drop of oil will be able to attach to every cell in your body. That's how effective the bloodstream system is. And because of that, the oil is so small, they can go right through the skin. They also, when you breathe them in, they go right through the cell walls, right into the bloodstream, through the alveoli and the bronchial tubes, right into the bloodstream that way. So, and if you do it sublingually, that's the fastest way to get anything into your blood system, short of an injection. So if you put it under your tongue, just hold, don't swallow it, just hold it for 30, 40 a minute. It'll go through the blood vessels under your tongue. If you look in the mirror right now, you can see the red and blue blood vessels. And those are the most salient vessels that you can see that you can get to the bloodstream. So it is extremely effective to use the oils in this flu and this respiratory crisis. So, you know, people are, you know, they forget about all the side effects of how many people die each year. Over 250,000 people die from side effects from drugs alone. These are man-made drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're, but they don't, you know, they don't think about that. And I've talked to so many people at gun shows and survival shows. One woman said, my father went in for a knee replacement. He got MRSA there, and then he died, and we buried him 6 days ago. And I told him how effective the oils were against MRSA, and she looked at me and just wanted to cry. And I looked at her, and it was like, without you really looking and searching and learning, you lost your father needlessly. And I didn't want to say it to her, but I could feel that.
Well, no, you don't want to tell people that to their face. And, you know, like you said, lack of knowledge. You know?
Yes, sir.
And of course, I'm guilty of the same thing. I didn't even know I had this infection.
Yes, you know, I understand. And so, but if you go to a hospital, assume you have MRSA. That should be the assumption of everybody listening to this call. Hospital acquired
it's
MRSA.
Time for our bottom of the hour break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number, and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Tuesday, the 16th day of January, year of our 2018. We are visiting with Mr. Leon Green. Leon, we have a caller on the line. We have Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Oh, good morning. Well, I just got back from India.
And wow.
Before we left, you know, everybody in the church prayed over us. And then we went there, and the entire time I had in my pocket On Guard, frankincense, and digestion. Like with On Guard, we, you know, do our hands numerous times a day after, you know, contacting various, you know, going in bathrooms and stuff like that, right? Or doorknobs and all that. And do a few drops in a glass of water, the frankincense and the On Guard. And we went, I mean, that place is open sewage. It's
right.
Disgusting. You know, they throw their garbage or plastic 2 or 3 feet thick everywhere. You just, there's no
right.
Dumpsters. So that being said, and we're with Christians, so their hygiene was better than most people, and they took us to the safer restaurants and so forth. And when we left, they said they were amazed that we didn't get sick.
Right.
You know, for all the people that have gone there, they, you know, get sick. We didn't get sick, and I'm giving it to our the people that prayed over us, On Guard and frankincense. You know, we breathe it, we put it in our hands and inhale it, the On Guard, anytime soon.
Right.
And I think that stuff worked really good, and the digestion was a big hit there, because the food they eat gives you acid reflux, so people really like that. And not many fresh vegetables were, we were, but we probably wouldn't eat them anyway. Because, you know, there could have been washed contaminated water, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, I think that it's very good.
Well, that's excellent, Scott. Leon, do you have anything you'd like to mention to Scott or vice versa?
No, I am very, very impressed, and that, those are my expectations too, because I travel a lot. I'm going to Israel shortly, and it's nowhere close to India with the open sewage, but yes, that shows how effective the oils can be. And his hosts there were amazed that they weren't sick, because many of the missionaries and other people who travel internationally, especially to the less developed countries, you know, a lot of times they have to exit early because, you know, somebody in their group is sick. A lot of times if it's a leader, the whole group leaves. So it has an impact on, you know, the work they're doing. So for them to acknowledge that they were impressed that they didn't get sick, and they were able to continue, you know, with their goals and objectives is a testament there. So I'm glad to hear that, Scott. I pray it was an outstanding trip, and I hope you can go there again soon.
Yes, we're working at the orphanage, so we'll be going again for sure.
Yes, and every time I go to orphanages, I always bring extras, and I just leave it with them. So, you know, I'll bring maybe one bottle of On Guard, and I bring it back with me on the plane, but the rest of it I just leave with them to bless them as I depart. So, Scott, if you get a chance, reach out. I'd love to be able to assist you with that orphanage. I worked with orphanages in South Africa as well, and maybe I can send some things your way.
Okay, will do.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for your call, Scott. Appreciate it. Well, that was quite a testimony to On Guard.
Oh, On Guard is fantastic. It works so many ways, and because of its efficacy in prevention, then it's a no-brainer. So before I go to class, before I get on a train, before I go to hospitals, when I'm in hospitals, I know how bad MRSA is and all the other, you know, Clostridium difficilis. I have a friend, she was pregnant, almost died on the birthing table because of C. difficile. So because of how prominent it is in hospitals, I take it, I don't touch the doorknobs and the elevator keys, because I realize that it's just a vector factory. So when you go there, you have to protect yourself and your family and everybody else you love. So you take the oils in advance. I take them like every 15 minutes, and people are like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm not taking these bugs home with me. And they're like, well, can I have some after I educate them? Like, let me have. So when I'm at the hospital, I might speak. The last time I've been to a hospital was 28 years ago for myself. But I go on a quarterly basis for all the other sick people who don't know, or who their parents find out about it, and they get sick, and then they're scrambling. So I go there to assist them in their hard hours.
Well, that's very commendable. Wow. You know, I know when I go to the hospital, I seem to get sick about one out of three visits, and I know it's coming. You know, just from being in the hospital, I pick up some little bug. Usually it's not very severe. But, you know, Leon, I know right after I got my leg amputated, I've been home maybe 24 hours. I got some kind of a flu bug, and I was so sick with it and so weak that I couldn't even walk on a walker. I couldn't hold myself up. That's how bad it was. Thankfully, it only lasted about 24 hours. But, you know, I wish I had something to treat that. And it was my own ignorance. You know, truly, it's my own ignorance. That and not knowing what was wrong with me. In fact, as I found out here recently, that I probably could have saved my leg if they'd just done a culture on the wound before they amputated it. But that's water under the bridge now. Not like they can put it back.
I understand.
Let me ask you this. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, and you know, regardless of, you know, I've had people in which the doctors could not ascertain was it a bacteria or virus, which is incredible. And this is a major hospital here in Colorado, and the doctors couldn't do anything. Right. So I told the woman, if they can't even figure out what it is after three different doctor's visits and three different tests, then that's when I told her to take the On Guard Plus and then the oregano and the cinnamon and do that every half hour. We're talking about for 4 days straight. All right. The bugs, I mean, if they can't even figure out what it is, then that shows you how limited, you know, the modern medicine is. But what's good about the oils, like in Genesis 1:29, God said, "For I give you all seed-bearing plants for your benefit." And so these oils, regardless, they do not become, you can't become tolerant to them. You can't become addicted to them. There are no side effects. And with no shelf life, you can pass these on. You can put them in ammo cans right next to your bandages and your ammo and your night vision and everything, your Faraday cages, and stash them.
Right.
So you can have them in multiple locations, and you have those benefits. So in her case, she was able to alleviate that issue just using those three oils alone. But the doctors didn't even have a clue. If it's bacterial, they can give them antibiotics. But if it's viral, there is nothing that you can take internally that's FDA approved that is a antiviral without going into the experimental phases. And then you start having life-threatening. So, yeah, bleach kills viruses on the surface. But if it's inside your body, you can't drink bleach without killing yourself.
Well, yeah. You know, I have what's called a PICC line in me right now. It's a catheter that runs from my left elbow into the superior vena cava right above my heart. And the antibiotics that I'm taking every day now are so powerful that I've got to take prescription strength probiotics twice a day to keep it from making me so I can't digest food. I mean, it's that powerful.
So
it's killing every bacteria that's in my body.
Yes, sir. And knowing that's the case, it's imperative that once you get out of the hospital, and I would start doing this, make this a point. When you go to a hospital, you take a whole bottle of On Guard, and you take that every 15 minutes. Don't care if your doctor's talking. You just put it on your wrist and just keep going. He can blah, 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 or she can. Just keep taking it. And I would take it an hour or two before you get there and hours after you get out, because those bugs you're still breathing in, you're touching. I mean, this is one thing I blow away. The doctors, they're supposed to wash their hands. They have like a 5 to 15 minute process to wash their hand between patients. A vast majority of them do not do that because it's inconvenient.
No, they just hit that button on that foam dispenser and wipe it off their hands and go to the next person.
Right. And so when you talk about those probiotics, doTERRA has their own version that's scientifically proven to deliver 5 billion colony-forming units to the upper and lower intestine. They use enteric-coated capsules, so it passes through the stomach and actually they even use chlorophyll to feed them once they open up in the upper and lower intestine. All the other companies will say, oh, we have 20 billion, but 95-98% of them are killed by the stomach acid, sulfuric acid, hydrochloric acid in the stomach.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if you, it's like, here, I'm going to give you something, but you only get to use 1% of it. What good is even having it if it's not effective? So it just shows you the ignorance out there. And people say, well, I eat yogurt. That's the same thing as having those other things, except for yogurt doesn't even have 20 billion colony-forming units in it. So this really ignorance has a huge impact on it. So to protect yourself, I would definitely use the oils going and coming. And when you finally get off that PICC line, I would continue taking the oils, and once they extract it, put it both on the site where the injection was or where the perforation was, and I would be doing On Guard in your case maybe once an hour for the next week or two because of how important it is, because those infections you have can be life-threatening, and you've already seen how it's impacted one part of your body.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, but I have noticed something else, Leon. Now, when I was actually in the hospital, they were giving me continuous antibiotic IV treatment, which is fine. But I noticed something. Once they killed off this bug, what wounds I had on my stump are healing incredibly fast. I can't believe it. Of course, we are also using colloidal silver, soap, gauze, which is also helping. I can't believe once the bug is cured how fast I'm healing up. And I just wish they'd have done this before I had my leg amputated, and I'd probably be walking around right now. But
yes, sir, I know.
They say.
I know. When I reached out to you, I expected you to call me back with many questions, and then, for whatever reason, I don't know if it was whatever issues were occurring, but I thought I would have heard from you much more than I did. But you know, I was like, okay.
I'll tell you what happened, Leon. You know, I don't remember exactly. I probably went in the hospital multiple times. I know I've been in the hospital multiple times between when you were nice enough to give me those oils and now. I come home to a ton of work. Actually, I did have some questions, and I was going to call you, but I probably got interrupted, and I apologize for that. You know, publicly, I apologize.
You have your own life, and you have your own priorities, and I understand that. My goal was just to help you as much as I could, and here we go again. You lead the horse to water, and the horse has a drink when it's ready.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the oils I really like, which I've been putting a few drops on my pillow every night, was the lavender. Boy, do I like that. And the, what's the name of it? Something blue, I believe. I love
the
smell of that one. Deep blue, yeah. I love that one, Leon. I truly do.
Good to hear that.
Now let me ask you a question, Leon, and I think I know the answer, but I'm not sure. If people want to get some of these oils, what's the easiest way for them to do it?
The easiest way is to either call me on the phone. I have an office number, and that number is 303-495-2188. That's Mountain Time. And, you know, we also have a website in which you can go through John Moore's website. And so he likes them to email him directly, and then he will send him his link. Either way, if they call me, I can give him the link, and then register on the John gets the credit. And so either way it is, you know, an order goes out. If it's done before 10 a.m. Mountain Time, it actually goes out that same day during the weekdays. And typically the shipment is 2.5 days is how long it'll get to anywhere in America. And they use SurePost, which is a combination of post office and UPS. So you have a tracking number, and it's only $3.99. And if you're a member of doTERRA and you have it on the Loyalty Rewards Program, you actually get free shipping because they give you free points for shipping. So you can use those for oils or whatever you like. So doTERRA has made it, streamlined it. It's now the world's largest essential oil company. Because of the purity, it's certified pure therapeutic grade, which means it's the highest quality you can get, period. It is actually beyond organic. Somebody can have an organic garden, but if their neighbor is putting out the nasty poison glyphosate, then their basil and potatoes, they are all becoming toxic. And then they eat it. But what's unique about oils are they are 50 to 70 times more concentrated than the underlying herbs. So if you have basil, or peppermint, it takes hundreds of pounds of peppermint to produce a bottle of oil. So when you concentrate something 70 times or 7,000%, what happens is any toxins in the air or in the water will be transferred to it. That's why doTERRA tests every batch and every liter to ensure that each one has no pesticides, insecticides, chemicals, heavy metals. There's 15 different tests, and they do it with two separate agencies. And they're the only company in the world that does that. Many other companies will say,
wow.
And they're pretty, which they, these other companies will just say, oh, if it floats, it's an oil. That doesn't show anything about purity. It just shows the ignorance that's out there. And because doTERRA has changed the whole face of the medical industry, people, 83% of Americans want natural, or they yearn for natural solutions first. 37% of Americans use them. So like you were doing the colloidal silver and others, those things are being implemented more and more. Essential oils are able to fill that gap. They work very well. So I just want to say thank you very much.
If you'll hang on for 3 minutes, buddy, we'll finish up after this next break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
We'll be right back. Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com. Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Today is Tuesday, 16th day of January, year of our Lord, 2018. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore, and we're visiting with Mr. Leon Green right now. Okay, Leon, we got about 4 minutes. Why don't you go ahead and tell people what you want them to know, and then that'll be the end of the show, buddy. Leon, are you there? Oh, okay, he had to take off early. Okay, I see it now. I just now saw it. Thank you very much to my engineer. Okay, folks, we're about ready to wrap it up for the day. These essential oils are truly essential, in my opinion. I've got a collection, thanks to Leon. I've used some of them, not all of them. But they, from what everybody tells me, they really work. So email John Moore. What is his email address? I'll tell you in just a second. I believe it's thelibertyman@AOL.com, but I want to verify that. Yep, thelibertyman@AOL.com. If you're interested in these oils, drop John an email, tell him what you want, and he'll guide you from there. Okay, folks, I hope everybody's staying warm here right now. It wind chill is minus 16. The temperature is minus 1. I do not want to go out there, but I got to here in a few minutes. So stay safe. Remember, keep the exposed skin covered. If you're in one of these cold areas like we are, you can get frostbite in a half hour or less in these very bitter temperatures. So keep yourself safe. That's the main thing. I invite you to visit John's site, which is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com, all one word. John's got a lot of tremendous information there. A lot of good videos are on the homepage. So take a look at it. I also invite you to visit my site, ruralsurvival.info. Ruralsurvival.info. I said my site, but actually it's my wife and I that run it. We're going to be putting some more stuff up. She's got quite a collection of good stuff to put up there, and I'm looking forward to doing it. So anyway, folks, also I invite you to listen to the Rural Survival Show, which is on RBN on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central, 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. So please give us a chance. Listen to the show once, see if you like it. I think you will. Our audience is continually growing, and we have constant call-ins. Next week, it's going to be open lines both hours, and we're looking forward to having everybody on there. You'll want to listen and participate. Okay, folks, that about wraps us up for the day. I think in about 1 minute, the music's going to start, and I want to wish everybody a very successful day and week. Look forward to your calls on next Saturday on our show. And I do believe that is just about it. Let me make sure that nothing tremendous is going on real quick. Well, looks like that's it, folks. I don't see anything big breaking right now. Hope everybody has a great day, a great week. And as John says, God bless America. Talk to you later, folks. Bye-bye.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.